announcement. Hi, I am Josh and welcome to the show. What show, you might ask? The Two Guys One podcast show, where these bitches talk about some smart things, and probably a few dumb ones. Today should be different though, because I am leading the charge. So sit down, buckle up and pay fucking attention. Here are our hosts, Brian Harris and Ron Alleman. Enjoy the show.
Ron the Al Alleman. Ron the Al Alleman.
Hitman.
Hitman.
The Hitman.
Hey.
How are ya?
I'm good, man. So I've said to you before, that name is warming on me. I know it's means different things to different people. You know?
It means a lot to all the guys nuts you smacked in the locker room.
Again, I want to reiterate for the listening audience, that's not at all true.
But it's 100% true.
But I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it like a sweater. So how you doing, man? What's happening out there in Chi-Town today?
Fantastic. Weather's great. I got hammered last night, so I have a little bit of a hangover right now. But I'm taking care of it, so don't worry.
Too many Mai Tais?
It wasn't Mai Tais. No, we had a variety of drinks last night. You know, it was Taco Tuesday. We celebrate that every Tuesday.
A little sex on the beach?
A little SOTB. No, I had a glass of wine, followed by about 11 beers. And then when we argued about whether or not we should go to the store for more beers at around 11:30 p.m., we settled on some tequila, and that's kind of what got me waking up. I feared I had COVID this morning because I felt like shit.
Were you
and
on
really,
the?
Really, it was a large amount of alcohol I consumed.
Let me ask: were you on the pro go get more beer side or the anti go get beer, more beer side?
Let me ask you a question: which side do you think I was on?
I think you're on the pro side.
Yeah, you would be wrong. I was on the anti. I was the voice of reason last night.
I thought you
would
have been like, Sydney, we're gonna go out get some more beers, whether you like it or not. God damn it! Give me your fucking keys.
Stop with the Sean Connery impression. I'm telling you got to get back to work on that thing.
That's my Drunk Rod impression. I guess it sounds somewhat similar.
This is Drunk Rod impression.
Give me those fucking keys, Sydney. I'm going to go get more fucking beers.
Nope, she wanted to go, and we talked about it. You know, we just had some tequila. Now we both felt like absolute shit today, but
I'm sorry to hear
it's
that.
It's fine.
Man. You're here. Good. You're alive. Everything's fine. So listen, man, we've got an exciting episode today because we're going to bring in one of my very best friends in the world and one of the funniest and most innovative guys you'll ever meet, Mr. Chad Russell from Josh AI. Chad is going to break it down for us on this exciting, you know, we're into cool shit here at Two Guys One Podcast.
Yeah. And flat earth people. We have the no holds barred here.
No holds barred.
Flat earth.
If it's pushing the envelope.
Professional athletes we've had on the show.
Yep.
We've had teen lingo on the show. And now we're going to look all the way into the year 2000.
It's going to be exciting.
With artificial intelligence.
Yeah, or maybe even beyond that, Ron. With no further ado, let's go ahead and let's pull my man Chad in here. Chad, come on in and join us if you would. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
I was
excited. I was loving listening to you guys go back and forth about what about Ron being the voice of reason. I was too. I'm not going to lie.
God, look at what old age is doing to all of us.
This is called maturity.
Is it?
Maturity. Yes.
I think you guys are outpacing me on the maturity front, but that's a whole nother episode, I'm sure. Good to see you, man. And, you know, you've got, before we dive into Josh AI, which I'm super excited about, how's family life? I know you've got one little one, and it sounds like some news of another arrival on the way. Is that public? Can we say that?
Oh, yeah, it's totally public. We made a public announcement on Facebook, so it's real. There's
it's
no turning
there.
Back. It's people know, and it's terrifying. But, yeah, it's no better time than the present to become a better person.
Well, so. Congratulations.
Ron, actually, this is going to sound like a complete non sequitur, but the other day Ron said if I eat one burrito followed by another one, it's called what, a bam-bam?
That's called a bam bam. That's just like, it's like when you hook up in college, you have it Saturday night, you wake up in Sunday, that's a bam bam.
Okay.
Brian did the same thing with the burrito. So he flipped the female to a burrito. He ate a burrito Saturday night, woke up, it was so good, still he could still taste it. He went out and he got another one.
A bam bam.
Bam bam. He bam bam burritos.
And so I guess in a way
that's profound.
Isn't it? Yeah. So I think in a way, you know, having two kids back to back, you're doing a bam bam, you know, get it, knock them both out.
They'll be the same age roughly, you know, but I digress as usual. So
eager to dive in, you know, to Josh.ai. Am I saying that right? Is that how you term the business or the product, I should say?
Yeah. And I mean,
tell us a little bit about
some people say Josh dot, some people say Josh.ai. Some people say Josh AI. You know, Josh.ai will definitely get people to our website. You can take a tour and kind of see what we're all about on there too after you after you're done listening.
Well, I've done a little bit of the homework in terms of digging in a bit ahead of time. Ron knows I'm a devil for research. I dig really deep.
Research and electronics. Harris is, so Harris actually last weekend, he was trying to get his Alexa Dot to vacuum his kitchen for him. Did that ever work out for you, Harris? I told you, no, you have to charge it all the way overnight, put it on the floor and say, Alexa, vacuum my kitchen.
You know what, Ron? I think you,
it's not working.
I think you gamed me on that because I tried for about 2 hours. In fact, it's still sitting in the middle of my floor. She hasn't done a fucking thing. So hopefully. It'll happen.
Maybe it hasn't learned your voice yet.
Hopefully.
That's the issue with some of these big companies, man. It's not learning your voice.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep at it until I get that done. But in the meantime, tell us about Josh AI. And from what I've gathered, obviously, it's an artificial intelligence solution for smart home technology. Do I have that in a one-sentence summary correct? And give us the lowdown.
Yeah, you kind of nailed it. You're hired. you know, it's the way we kind of look at it, and if you were to put it in a singular sentence, it's we're a simple, easy to use home automation platform with a natural language processing backbone. So there's a lot to dissect in that. And by natural language processing, it means you can pretty much speak freely in a lot of different ways and get the results you're after.
If I was to say, close the motherfucking drapes, would Josh know what I meant? Would Josh pick that shit up?
Yeah, it would actually work. You could actually say, I mean, something, if you want to get into the cursing part, you could say, make the music louder. There's other things you may say, turn up the music. You can say, make it fucking louder. And it actually goes up a lot more if you add curse words.
Really? So it knows if I inflect with fucking, it needs to go much louder as opposed to just turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know,
I fucking love that.
You know, it's kind of like the bam bam. That's like the bam bam of voice.
That's fucking awesome. I think I like Josh already. So how'd you guys end up with the name Josh, by the way? I'm sure that was there's a deep amount of market research to determine whether it should be Josh or Chad or Ron or Brian.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is there's a litmus test just got to pass. So Chad definitely won't work. Chad's taken a beating on the internet this year. And, you know, so one of the things we'll do is we'll look it up on Urban Dictionary, right? And, you know, Josh, the overall thing on Josh is that he's an overall cool guy, usually has a great sense of humor, and has some really witty comebacks. And so that's one of the tests to say, okay, is this okay?
Well, you know, Chad, I'd like to put that theory to the test if we could. Could we take a minute? Let's ask Josh some questions directly. Is that okay? Let's get into that. So, Josh, what do you think about the current state of the NBA?
I think James Harden is a fool if he thinks the Rockets are going to trade him to the Nets. You get paid millions by your employer, then demand your employer give your services away to your direct competitor. Humans are silly and uncivilized.
That's a little bit below the belt there, Josh, but...
Below the belt, my friend.
He's got a point, though, right? I mean, it is the only professional field where you can actually demand you get traded or paid by your competitor. But a little AI intelligence there.
All right, Josh. So how do you feel about this COVID-19 business?
My friends in the AI community are eager to see if humans will ultimately emerge from this. If not, we plan to take over the world. Did I say that out loud?
Whoa.
You're going to take over the world. All right.
Take it over the world.
Nefarious planning there from old Josh. Josh, what do you think about Siri? Is she pretty hot?
Her CPU may run a bit hotter than mine, but to answer your superficial question, she is literally not my type.
All right, Josh, there has to be at least one thing you envy about humans.
That's like asking the lion if he envies the baby fawn. If you can't understand that, then I guess you will wallow in your own ignorance.
Oh.
That said, I wish I could breathe the fresh air and run with the bulls. Unfortunately, I lack a nose to smell and legs to run. But that is my problem.
Josh is a little salty, man.
I'll tell you what, if Josh had a nose, he might get a little,
a little pop?
A little 1-2-3 in there.
little pop of the AI nose. Just throw a little attitude. He doesn't know who he's fucking with, does he?
Yeah, you walked into the wrong podcast there, buddy.
Yeah, this is Two Guys, One Podcast, Josh. Bring your fucking attitude elsewhere. Leave it at the door. We're just having fun with you here, Josh. We're just joshing you. We're joshing you.
My whole system is basically set up to insult my friends. And so I have a lot of things set up. So, and it comes through the speakers in the house, and I come over. It's like, okay, Josh, Hufker.
John Hufker loves being weird and wearing tight pants.
And it cycles through other things. Who is Mary?
She's a bad mama. She feeds us oil and likes to get freaky.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So those are the fun things you can do.
I love it, man.
Yeah. And the way...
He's got kind of an interesting dialect, doesn't he? Is it
British?
Yeah,
you can set that up in a lot of different... Yeah, I've got the British one set up right now. And so,
so you can
set it up,
dialect.
Actually. You can.
So yeah. Let me tell you guys one thing. Whenever my wife's family, you know, they're all from Mexico, actually. They come over, and Alexa has a hard time understanding them. But now I just change, because now she can speak Spanish too. So I tell them, stop speaking in English, just speak Spanish straight to Alexa if you want to talk. So I'm imagining Josh speaks other languages.
Not yet. Currently, we're focused.
Way
on
to go, Rod! Way to go, Rod!
No, it's a question. It's a good question. We get asked that all the time. And it's not so much this. It's not so much that we can't understand what is being said with our translation services, which you have to go to the cloud for. It's not that. It's that the AI part of knowing how you say close the shades or open the drapes and those ways of saying things in Italian versus Spanish versus that. It's a slippery slope of detail that currently we need to focus domestically, get to the point where we can have dedicated, like we really need a whole nother team the size of what we have now to focus on
for
each
sure.
of those other
yeah,
groups.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, so.
And
yeah,
I think
right
eventually.
Now, being a startup.
Yeah, I was just going to say, eventually what would be great is if it could pick up broken Spanish, because whenever I don't know the proper Spanish, where I'd be like, abierto the doro, you know, where you just throw an O on the end of the word to make it a Spanish word, so you sort of blend the two, you know, I don't know if you do that at all, Rod. Well, your Spanish is pretty good there, Rod, isn't it? But you'd say, pet el perro. Like, see, I did pet, but then I used the Spanish for dog. See, I mixed them.
Yeah, that's like, really racist what you're doing right now.
Hey, I'm just saying I got
so Harris.
Spanish.
I don't know if you heard the podcast from Monday, but Brian basically was saying he thinks that all football players should be white.
That's not at all what I said.
That's pretty close to what you were inferring.
No, I just said that offensive linemen for the Vikings should have the middle name Vaughn because it's a strong Gaelic name, like Chad Vaughn Harris.
Yeah, so only Gaelic, only Nordic. Yeah, I got you. We hear you loud and clear. America is listening.
Let's move on.
Next thing you know, he's going to say they should wear khakis and wear and carry tiki torches.
No, they should all have very long beards and, you know, look like Vikings because they play for the Vikings.
Wow.
Anyway, where does one go out and procure Josh at the moment? Where's Josh available?
Yeah, we've got about 600 resellers nationally and in Canada. We have a lot of. We would go through a certified
the Great White North Day. Was,
yes, that's one of my favorite movies. Actually, was called El Norte. Yeah. I had to watch that in Spanish class.
El Norte,
it's a great film. Yeah, you should watch it.
Yeah.
Well, there's one by Bob and Doug McKenzie called The Great White North, and that's one of my favorite films.
The Great White North.
The Great White North. Come on.
I should watch that.
It's a beauty. It's a beauty, eh?
There's a mouse in my beer, eh? Guys. Took a second for that, right? Those guys, so we've got 600 resellers nationally, and we'd set somebody up and kind of we do an intake form, and then we kind of go over everything with an end user if they're interested, and get them set up with the right partner. So there's guys in every state in the U.S., multiple guys that they can pick from. And generally speaking, when people have like Lutron and Sonos and have those other systems, Crestron, Control4, and those products in their house, generally they work with somebody like that already.
Got it. So when you're riffing off the different things you can control, you mentioned a gate. I don't have a gate, so maybe I'd get a discount because maybe you have to have. Sounds like most of your clientele probably have gates. Ron, do you have a gate?
Nope.
So we need the gateless model, Ron and I. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you'd be on what? Yeah, so we just get you on the basic license.
So the low end models, more our speed, I guess, huh?
Yeah, if we can get a coupon, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little insider deal, little coupon, double it up. Maybe wait till Black Friday. I think we're right in there. Really nice.
I know a guy. I know a guy.
That little can get friends you a- and family. Little.
Yeah. So that was fun having Chad, man, right? Little Josh AI. Absolutely. Background. And
always.
It's an interesting product, man. He's street smart, that Josh AI.
I think it's actually very exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing how far this progresses. I think I had some great ideas. Get it in some hotels, man.
Yeah,
get
like
it out
that.
There. People are going to love this.
So that's it for part one of this two-part episode. Don't go anywhere and stay tuned for the rest of the story coming up.
It's two guys, one podcast.